Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, packet 9 has Schola Savilos. Okay, you ready? So, try to do this for kids here. And that is, there is a Gemara in Moin Katan Daf Chaf Beis, which basically says that people who accompany the body to the edge of the city, and then the body would be taken there to elsewhere. So the people who turn back and go back to their city, their Avilos starts when they turn back.
Okay.
Okay, good. So how does the Rambam record this? The Rambam says that if someone is going to send the body to Medina Acheres to bury, and he doesn't know, he doesn't know when the body is going to be buried, then when he turns back, when he yachsur paneim, then they start their avelus. Okay, so the Rambam uses the lashon of enam yodim masai kavim. We don't know when the kavur is going to happen. So the question is this dafka or is this lav dafka? So the Bach and the Radvaz, they hold that the Bach quotes a day that way, and the Radvaz also holds that way, that it's dafka. So therefore, if we know when the body will be buried, when the kvura will be, then even the avelim who stay at home should not start their avelos until the kvura. Because they know. And the Rambam says, only if you don't know. Okay. So that's the shita of the Bach and the Radvaz. Good. Now, on the other side is the shita of the Ramban. So, the Ramban says that it's not totally on knowing, not knowing. It's basically, you know why there's a difference between whether it's a makom karov or makom rachok? Because if it's a makom karov, then it could be called and be still involved. So you're still thinking about the mace because you're not, you know, you're not mesulak yet. If it's a makom rachok, then it's gone. You're mesulak. You're not involved anymore. It's all based on whether you're mesulak or not mesulak, not based on whether you happen to know or not know when the kvura will be. If you know when the kvura is going to be, but the guy's not involved anymore, then as soon as the plane takes off, so his mesulah, so his avilus will start, the anilus will end, and the avilus will start. So that is basically the shita of the Ramban. That's that Rav Moshe Paskins, likewise like the Ramban. The Erech Lacham we quoted also seems to say like that. And the Marsham even wants to say that the Rambam holds that way too. But the Rambam says, Enam Yodim, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Marsham says, it's Lav Dafka. He doesn't literally mean Enam Yodim. That's just Orcha de Milsa. That's how he spoke. But it doesn't mean literally, you don't know. But if you would know, then you would wait till then. That's just the Rambam's way of expressing himself, that it's going far away, but Enoch Hinami is totally on Siluk. So, but yeah.
According to the first opinion, what if they know it takes at least a day to get there?
Right. So that's one of Rav Moshe's things. Rav Moshe says is that let's say I don't know when the kvura is going to be, but I know it's not going to be before a day. I know it's not going to be before 2 days, and we don't say that. You don't say that. That's part of Rav Moshe's raya is that you see it's not totally on the idea versus not the idea, right? It's totally on siluk versus not siluk, and it could be that's what the Rambam means as well. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch says, once you brought it up, Shulchan Aruch in Shin Tali Test Yudal says that if someone dies Erev Yontif, right, and you don't think there's going to be enough time to bury before Yontif starts, so what do? You give it to the Goyim. The Goyim are going to go bury it, right? And they're going to take it to the Beis HaKvaros, right, which is outside the year. So as soon as it's gone and the Avilim turn back, and if they're knowing Avilus shah achas before regal, the regal will be mafsik. And you don't say that like, oh, the stamba, they're not going to get there for another 4 hours, so the regal won't be mafsik. You say as soon as the avilum, the onanim avilum turn away, their avila starts. And if they get 1 hour, you know, shah achas, whatever, of nihugin, the regal will be mafsik the whole thing. So this kind of also points in that direction based on siluk not siluk. Even though, let's say, I know that it's going to, most probably it's going to take them, you know, whatever, you know, 4 hours to get there. You don't make that hashara. Okay? So far so good? Okay. Let's go right there. So next thing is part two of this kind of three part shiur over here. Part two is the Shulchan Aruch says the halacha based on the Shuva Sarosh. And that halacha is the following. There was the guy who was crucified, unfortunately. And his relative, his brother, was in another town, and they informed his brother that his brother in the first town was crucified. So the living brother thought that his brother was buried already, so he stat shiva. And then he's informed, no, that he's still on the crucifix, he's still up there, they didn't even bury him yet, because they have to be bribed in order to let him down to be buried, and that hasn't happened yet. So now he finds out that when he sat shiva, it was before the kvura. Right? He didn't know that when he sat shiva, he thought the kvura happened already, it was a toast. And now he finds out that they're still trying to pay the government there that they should let the mace be buried. So what's the halacha there? So the halacha is that he has to do the shiva again. He's got to do it again. And the avilos will only start when either they get him down or when they just kind of say, okay, we can't do this, and they're nesiyayish from getting him down. That's when it will go. But since he did his avilos too early, it didn't count, and he has to do it again. Okay, so that's the halachim shachar from the Shulchan Arush. So based on this, it's an interesting machlokas, which the Sdei Chemed records between the Meish of David, which was an Etziv, and an Etziv's son-in-law, Rav Rafal Shapira. So the Netziv wants to bring a right from here that, look, you see that if there's a death and the Karav is not there at the time, at the mace, he's in a different town, and he just hears about it, then the Avilos doesn't happen until the Kfura. He has to wait until the Kfura.
That's the Netziv.
So if the Gemara was only talking about they were all together, B'shas, Misa, and then they escort the mace out and they krov and turn back. That's when they'll start avilus before the kfura. But if they're not there in the beginning, so then the avilus won't be chal until the kfura. And that's why he says this karov, in the case of the Shulchan Aruch and the Shulchan Arush, had to do his a new shiva, because he did the shiva before the kfura. Okay? So that's what the nature of that, that's what the Nitziv says. But Rafal Shapira argues. And he says, no, it's all based on the Siyashu and Siluk. So as long as, even if the Karav is not there, B'shas Misa, so then if it's Nisiyashu and he's not involved anymore, his Avelus will start then even before the Kfura, the same way that it starts when the guys turn back, you know, when they escort the mace out and they turn back, and the other people will bring the mace to the mace HaKvaros. It's lav dafka that they were there b'shas misa. As long as they're mesulok, their avilos will start. I was pshat in the case of the Shulchan Arush and the Shulchan Aruch. That's because the guy wasn't even nitan for kfura yet. They were still working out the money, still working out the arrangements to see if they could do the kfura or can't do the kfura. So it wasn't even holding by kfura. So that's why that case was different. But Amaze, which was holding by kfura, but the car was just not going. So then, calls Mansha, he's Nisiyayish, or that he's Mesulok, the Avelos will be Chal. And you're probably thinking, I would rather the case of Rabbeinu Tam we had way back when, I'll just say B'kitzer. Remember, Rabbeinu Tam's sister died, and he was.
Let her husband take care of her?
Right, let her husband take care of her, and he was. So there, this B'kitzer Nimrus, that's when the Rabbeinu Yonah points out they were bringing the.
They were bringing the
sister to be buried by him. That's why his Avelos wouldn't be chal until the kfura, because he was going to be osik with the kfura, right? He was nekel on aninas, but he didn't start avelos till the kfura, because he was going to be doing the kfura. So he was going to be there b'shas kfura. So, and actually, the postscript to the story, this machlokes between the Netziv and his son-in-law, Rafal Shapira, is that when the Netziv himself was nifter, this happened. His daughter, the wife of Rafal Shapira, was not in the town where the Netziv passed away. She was informed, they telegraphed, you know, the information over that, and Rafal Shapira said, like his shita, no avilus now, not mishas kvura, like he paskin. Rabbi Shechter quoted from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik that he felt an interesting chiddush that since the halacha is that halacha gedivrei hamekel ba'avil, even if it's a tarta desasrei, even if it's a contradiction, a mutually exclusive shittus, but Afal Pikein will hold How can Abraham make up evil? So he says, in such a situation, you could do both. A guy could start avil the later time, b'shas kfura, like in itziv, shita, but he could end it the earlier time, like Rafal Shapira, as if he started the avilus earlier. So for instance, if the avilus, right? If the avilus starts on Sunday, if the mace was on, the guy died on Sunday, but the kfura wasn't until Monday, right? So the Netziv would say you have to wait till Monday to start the Shiva. And Rav Al Shapiro would say, no, you could start from Sunday. So the Rav Al Shapiro's Avelos would start earlier and end earlier.
Right?
So what Rav Moshe Lavishuk wanted to say is you could start the you could end the Avelos the earlier time. Ki'ilu you were passing like Rav Al Shapiro, right? Ki'ilu started on Sunday, so he will start your shiva from then, so your shiva will end on, you know,
right, on Shabbos,
on all 7 days. So right, end on Shabbos. But you could, so in the end, you could end earlier, like Rav Shmir, but only start at the later time from the Shas Kfura, like the Netziv.
So between Sunday and Monday, you're an onan.
Right, or I guess,
right,
or
you're mevatel a lot of mitzvot because of this thing,
or. Yeah, I don't know if you found it.
It's like getting into more
yeah.
trouble.
No more your
right, so Rav Simon, I don't think he was so into that. But that was an interesting finish from Moshe Lavitchik. I don't think Rav Simon was not, if I remember correctly, I don't think he subscribed to that. One last thing, and that is, it was really a supplement to packet 7. Rav Simon did it in conjunction with this packet, packet 9. And this was the story of Rav Vosner's Petira. So this is quoted in the Chovert, in the journal Kol HaTorah, very nice journal. So it quotes the story that Rav Vosner passed away like a half hour or so after Pesach started. Rav Vosner moved in Eretz Yisrael. So it's already Yontif in Eretz Yisrael. But there's still children of Rav Vosner who lives in America. So a guy called up the children in America and told them that Rav Vosner was Nifter. It's not Yontif. It was still way well before Yontif, hours before Yontif in America. So the children in America sat Shiva, and then Yontif was Masek. The children in Eretz Yisrael didn't start Shiva, because for them it was Meis Toch Regel. So first interesting thing is you have the Avelim in America finish their Avelus before the Avelim in Eretz Yisrael even started the Avelus.
Yeah.
Okay? So that was one interesting Nakuda. Another interesting Nakuda was that there was a son who lives in America who happened to be in Eretz Yisrael at that time. So, okay. So now, let's see, what's his predicament? When are they going to do this Kfura? They're going to do this Kfura Motzei the first days. Motzei Yom Tov Rishon.
Yeah.
Fine. But he's an American. He's keeping 2 days. That's going to be his second Seder is that night. So what does he do? What he did was the following. So he was an onin in the beginning, because he could be an onin on Yontif if you're going to be osek with the mace, and they were going to doing the kfura. So he didn't start his second seder until after the kfura, which means he didn't start his second seder until like 3:30 in the morning. And then they had a shayla, so it's after chatzos, should he make a bracha on matzah or not? So regarding that, he held like his father, the late Rav Vosner, who held that the ikra shita is till the morning. And therefore, he did make a bracha on the matzah, even though it was after chatzos, before alos, because that was the shita of Rav Vosner.
That's the second night of Pesach. Usually, they tell you you could delay having the afikomen after chatzos, whereas the first night you have to do.
Well, Rav Vosner held the ikar shita was the morning, not chatzos. So he was somech on his father in that case. And then a third interesting just shaila that had to be dealt with was that there were not family members, but they were Americans in Eretz Yisrael all the time. They wanted to go to the Levaya for Rav Vosner, the great Rav Vosner. So, but it's Yontif for them. It's their Yontif Sheni. So are they allowed to go? They're not allowed to go. So whoever they asked, but the psak that they were given was they could go for the Halvos HaMeis, but they couldn't go for the Hespedim. So that was the halacha that they were told.
Okay. Thank you.